Well, I think this is what everyone expected at the start of the season. I really believe most people thought when the season started that the two best teams in the NFC were Seattle and San Francisco. When it all got said and done, they would end up playing each other to go to the Super Bowl, whether that be in Seattle or San Francisco. And lucky for the Seahawks, it is going to be in Seattle. But I think this is what everyone thought. I think this is the best rivalry in football today, without question. Maybe the best rivalry in all of professional sports today. Look, these two teams and their coaches sincerely don't like each other. There's going to be a lot of downplaying that this week. But I can tell you, there's a tremendous amount of dislike between these two teams. It is a true rivalry. The fans also hate each other. It's going to be fun. I mean, this is what everyone wanted when the season started, and now we have it, and it's just going to be quite a battle on Sunday.
Terry, I think it's really interesting. Over in the AFC, you have these two veteran quarterbacks destined for the Hall of Fame in Brady and Manning, and over in the NFC, it's two of the young guns in Kaepernick and Wilson. Kaepernick has been on a roll. The Niners have won eight straight. Russell's had some issues throwing the football. How do you see that playing out, the quarterback play this Sunday, with both facing outstanding defenses?
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, that's kind of what we came into the playoffs in this previous week, where we had eight quarterbacks. Four were the old school guys, pocket passers. Four were the new guys. Now we're two against two. And, you know, you can play that off as, okay, you've got the great Hall of Famers without question in Brady and Manning going against other. And then you have these two young guys who are the future stars of the league and are much different style quarterbacks in that they like to run the football. They play the game much differently with the read option, and they're the future of the league. So it is an interesting comparison, but there's also the difference between Kaepernick and Russell Wilson in how they present themselves. Kaepernick is very brash. You know, he scores a touchdown. He kisses his biceps. You know, he wears his hats on backwards, all those kind of things. And Russell Wilson is none of those things. Russell Wilson is a very quiet, polite man, always says the right thing, just, you know, an upstanding character in every way you can possibly imagine. I'm sure once his career's over, he'll either run for office or be a president of some corporation somewhere. So they're very different people, but they play the game quite similarly. So it is a great matchup in every way you can imagine. It's everything everyone hoped for, really, in both conferences, as you said. I mean, pretty much everyone thought it would come down to New England and Denver in the other conference as well. So we've gone through all these games, and here we are. And the best news for Seattle is they get to play it at home.